The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Mem Aleph, Rav Chista says, Amavasho Pesach Bechame Teveria Chayev. One who cooks the Karban Pesach in the Chame Teveria, in the hot springs of Teveria, is Chayev Makis. Violates a biblical prohibition. What biblical prohibition? Because the Torah says you have to eat the karban kiyim sli'esh. It has to be fully roasted and it can't be boiled or partially roasted. So cooking, boiling chamei tever is not roasted, and therefore if you do that you are in violation of eating the karban Pesach not fully roasted. So the Igwei Tao has a famous question that he says, what do you mean? How is it possible to cook the Karban Pesach in the hot springs of Teveria? Because we have a halacha that you can't take, that if the meat of the Karban Pesach is taken out of Yerushalayim, it's pasul. You can't eat it. And maybe you brought the hot water from Teveria to Yerushalayim. No, that's not a problem either. That wouldn't be a violation because we have a principle the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and other places. Kli sheni ain't a mavasho. You can't cook in a kli sheni. So, but manashak, what is Rav Chista talking about? In other words, you can't bring the meat to the Chame Teveria because the meat's good, then you can't eat the meat anyway. And if you brought the Chame Teveria to Shalayim, it's a kli sheni, and therefore it's not considered cooking. So what does he mean? So some of us want to explain the Yad Yitzchak. No one's saying it's permitted, but if a person did that, he gets makas twice. One for cooking, one for boiling the Chame Teveria, eating something that wasn't tzli'esh, it was only boiled and not roasted. And it's a separate prohibition. Economic. If you eat a carbon that was taken out of Yerushalayim, so it's a problem. Others point out the Beis Yitzchak that it's only, Gemara doesn't mean literally, it's teaching me a principle. In other words, that this means what happens in general. It happens to be the Chame Teveria are in Teveria, but let's say you had Chame Yerushalayim. Let's say you get some hot springs in Yerushalayim. So the point was that the halach is, if a person, instead of roasting the Karban Pesach, boils it in Chamei Teveria or i.e. Chamei Yerushalayim, so then it's not good. You know, you'd say, you're chayev because it's not roasted. That's how some point out. The Igwei Tal himself gives a different reason. He has to shail. He says, because we have another principle. Odvarim ha-mosafim hevel. That things, the Gemara in Shabbos, about things that you wrap it up. You have to do, there's a halacha about hamana, about wrapping things up, and there's a difference between davar, most of hevel, others that just leave it the way it is. But he says if you wrap it up well, and then so therefore it still could be boiling hot when you get to Yerushalayim, so therefore then you are, it is capable of cooking, and you can violate hamavasho Pesach, Bechamei Teveria, even though you brought the water. Even though normally it'd be a klisheni. But here he's saying because of the way you did it. Or others point out, based on the Taz, that it's true klisheni ain't mavasho. But that's only if you, in a case where if water or food was poured on it. But if the water is not poured, but let's say you use a kli to scoop it up directly from the pot, then the vessel also, according to some, is considered a kli rishon. So it's possible to cook the Karban Pesach meat in that kli. So therefore, it was a Rav Chista is talking about hot water that he got from Chamei Teveria, they put into a tightly insulated bottle, and they brought it to Shalayim, and then it could cook. That'd be another possibility. Others point out, the Mara Kohen, Then no, we're talking about a case where before the Beis HaMikdash was built, when we had the Mishkan in Nov and Givon, so the Mishnah says in Psachim, Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, then you were permitted to bring the Karban Pesach as well as other Kodshim Kalam anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. You weren't limited to Yerushalayim, therefore you can bring the meat into and cook it with the Klamei Tiberi, and that's what he's talking about. So to summarize, we have a Rav Chisda says, Halacha, if you cook the Karban Pesach, Klamei Tiberi, Yechayev. So, because why? Because you're not roasting it. So, the question is, like, what do you mean? How could you get the Karban Pesach to Tiberi? You're not going to bring the meat out of Yerushalayim. And secondly, if you did, if you brought the water to Yerushalayim, it's cliche in a Mavasho. To some point, it's just a hypothetical that, no, we're just saying, if there was Chamei Tiberi Yerushalayim, then you would be Chayev. Others say, no, it's telling me a case where a person did something miyisr, so he's Chayev twice for taking meat out of Yerushalayim, and he's taking for Chamei, for taking it out. Others say, so why isn't it Klisheini? Usually Klisheini in a Mavasho, so we said the Minchas, the Talmud, quoting the Taz, points out because here, if you scoop it directly from the pot, so then he still wants to say, which it's considered a Kli Risha. Or, as the Igle Tal says, it's something if you do Hadmana, Dabra Mosofim Hevel, so it could also have the ability to cook. Or, as others point out, perhaps it wasn't talking about this man, it's talking about before the Beis HaMikdash, when it was permitted to bring all Kachim Kalam, including the Karban Pesach, anywhere in Israel. But either way, so that's the halacha, that it's a problem. We have to fully roast the Karban Pesach, Kiyam Sliyesh, and if someone cooked the Mavasho, the Karban Pesach, Bechamei Taveri or Chamei anywhere, so then you're in violation of this halacha of eating the Karban Pesach that wasn't roasted.